the Business on RTE Radio 1 with Bank of Ireland, supporting businesses during National Enterprise Week this November 14th to 21st.
The assumption here is that we are the first country in human history that's ever had a boom. This is a classic bubble. It's going to end in tears.
Well, the markets are in turmoil tonight.
AIB down 52%, Angular down 57%.
Taoiseach, will you be intervening to support the banks?
We have 10 hours to fix this.
You are the finance minister of a sovereign democratic member state. You have to do the best by your people.
All we need is to get Anglo through to the end of the week.
We need the moolah. You have it. You're going to give it to us, and when will that be?
It's not about a rogue bank anymore. It's about the system. You need to think about the system. It's about confidence. Now, we don't want anyone abusing the guarantee.
Well, it's a Halloween horror to send shivers down the spine of any viewer. The Guarantee is a new film released on Thursday, which attempts to recreate the drama surrounding that fateful early morning decision in September 2008 for the then Irish government to guarantee all debts in the Irish banking system. Well, Irish Times senior business correspondent Tom Lyons and Constantine Gurdjieff, adjunct professor in finance at Trinity College Dublin, kindly attended an early screening of the film yesterday for the Business and are here to give us some first impressions. Well, guys, what did you make of it?
Well, I thought it was a very good film. I thought that the trailer, in fact, actually doesn't do it perfect justice in many ways because the trailer is really over-dramatizing things. The film itself is much better acted and much better presented than the trailer puts it forward. Having seen the original play itself, I would say that the play still stands out as an extraordinary, really, play. It's well written, it's well acted, and it's well presented as well in the theater format. That was a challenge, therefore, for the film itself, and I thought the film actually managed it fairly well. You get the tension of the atmosphere around, you get the kind of main characters as well, personalities coming through fairly accurately, knowing those actors as well in person, you know, not the actors, I mean, knowing those characters themselves in person, really. I can say that their characters in the film came out fairly accurately as well and really well. In general, there are some kind of, you know, things that I would have maybe done differently, but that's, of course, for every viewer as well would be the case. So in general, I would say go and see the film, beyond any doubts. It's worth it.
Tom, what did you think?
Yeah, my view, I thought it was compelling and I thought it was entertaining. I loved the way that they mixed clips.
Certainly much more entertaining than it was to live through it.
Yeah. Well, it brought me back quite a bit, the way that they took, you know, real clips from RTE or from TV3 or wherever it might be and mixed it with drama. And I liked the way that, like, you know, certainly listening to it, you could hear the language of the Anglo tapes coming through quite a lot from the Peter Coonan character who plays David Drum. I mean, nearly every line he says, you could actually say, yeah, he actually said that. And the same with the people who played the civil servants and the politicians. You could see that everything, they were trying as much as possible to use actual words which were said at the time.
Because it's not an easy thing to bring to screen either, particularly given it's relatively short runtime. I think it's only about 80 minutes. It's slightly less than an hour and a half. It brings you through a huge amount of background very quickly. And while it's financially literate, I don't think it beats people over the head too much with the ins and outs of what happened.
It certainly doesn't. And it certainly doesn't present, like, kind of, if you want, academic or historical facts. And that's not the purpose of it. It creates the atmosphere. And it actually, as Tom said very correctly, I think, it brings us back in time to that moment. And you kind of start positioning yourself vis-a-vis the film that you're watching and saying to yourself, where was I at the time? You know, what was happening? Do I remember how it was unfolding and all? One thing I would say is that, I mean, one criticism I would have is that the civil service itself is shown there and the regulator office and all is shown in the film in contrast to the actual play in a much more, in my view, benign way and in benign light than we really know that they have acted during that time.
It was an interesting dramatic flourish, though, that I'd be interested in getting both of your takes on, and that similar to the stage play, the same character plays both David Drum and the character of the financial regulator as it's depicted in the film. And there is a pointed line that says these guys are supposed to be regulating themselves, when literally you have the same person playing the two parts.
Yeah, well, I think they were trying to bring across this idea that there are two sides of the same coin, and that they're interchangeable, that they both you know, didn't fully understand what they had, the monster that they had created, or how close they were to the brink until right at the very end of the film, that you only get that sense that they realize things are actually going to, like, could fall completely asunder and the banks could collapse. So I think that worked, and I think that they did make the characters who changed from being on one side of the fence to the other. Like, I mean, it was they were physically, there were changes made, so you could see that.
I think it also stands as a contrast between the role of the politicians, and that also is subtly, if you want, a part of the film, at least in my view, the difference between the politicians played role and the roles played by the civil service and also by the central bankers and the financial regulator. And when Tom says the monster we created that we do not recognize, that really does apply primarily probably to the likes of the Department of Finance and to the likes of the central bank and the financial regulator. And it is contrasted by the people on the political side, Brian Lenihan and Brian Cowan, who are effectively not really that much concerned throughout the whole film, and also, as we pretty much can surmise from their actions in the past as well, not so much concerned with the monster that has been created, but how to shove that monster out of the public view, shield it away, and kind of, if you want, patch up the crisis itself. Lenihan is obsessed in the film and in the play with extending time, looking for more time, buying time, and all the whole narrative. And I thought it was actually accurate to what was happening as well. The whole narrative of the political leadership going around, this is a liquidity crisis. Well, we know that's exactly what was happening. So it's very accurate in that sense, but it also is very good to see it being actually presented on the screen.
It's a difficult thing, though, to dramatize, I suppose, particularly given it's so soon since the events themselves transpired. Do you think they pulled off that trick of managing to present it almost as if it's a fictional story, because it comes up at the start based on a true story? And I know in the screening we were at, people actually laughed at that.
I think they did pull it off. You know, like, it was a drama. There were characters. But I think it did also face challenges, because there were just so many characters coming in and out. Like, there's an awful lot of bankers working in the banks. There's a lot of people who are working in the civil service. Like, I mean, it does bring out that side of things, which is this guarantee wasn't just about Anglo-Irish Bank. So there is a lot of characters, and certainly there was a lot of numbers popping up, you know, to visualize things. And they could be hard to follow, I would imagine, if you're watching in the cinema. But overall, I think it told a good story. And I think that, you know, to have done it within, I think, 80 minutes was some achievement.
Having followed the story so closely yourself, Tom, and obviously you've written two excellent books on it, Fingers and the Fitzpatrick's Tapes, and you would have interviewed extensively, particularly Sean Fitzpatrick. How did you found it conformed to your own narrative as you understood it?
Well, I think that, you know, the characters of Drum and Fitzpatrick, you know, it's for a movie. They have to simplify it somewhat. They can't go into, you know, every subtle detail. I do think that the two of them, you know, the language that they use and the quotes they use are very strong. You know, if you took everything they said at that time, like, they weren't constantly going around effing and blinding or saying things which were usually explosive. So I'm not sure how they would feel if they felt that it was a fair depiction of them in the round. But then it's an 80-minute long movie, and it's pretty hard to get every subtle thing in, along with trying to explain what was going on in all the other banks, what was going on internationally, what was going on in Europe, what was going on in America. That's pretty hard to do.
And that's actually, Constantine, quite a strong point of the film. I would have thought that it does manage to put Ireland in the context of what was happening globally. Again, as Tom says, within a very short frame of time.
It does, but in some ways it also kind of distracts away the attention from what was happening around England, around Irish banks, because we keep hearing this narrative about contextualizing the Irish crisis within a global crisis, the whole timeline of from Bear Stearns to Lehman's and onwards, and that is presented in the film, and that's fair play to it. I always felt that it is quite significantly overhyped. We had the capacity to do what we needed to do. The fact that we didn't have in terms of our menu of options, worked out what needs to be done and what are the costs and what are the benefits of each one of the solutions, comes through in the film. But I thought it doesn't come through strongly enough, because I think from the point of view of the average Joe out there in the street, the people of Ireland itself, if you look today, the liability fallout from the whole crisis is very clear. The households have been suffering as a result of the debt overhang, insolvency, bankruptcy, punitive laws which are punishing people for making mistakes. And at the same time, the senior officials and the politicians are at the very best, at the very worst, getting as their punishment, pensions, golden handshakes, and sometimes promotions into Europe. So we know that that's been happening. From that point of view, to contextualize it into the kind of international context, put, you know, George Bush, the younger, on the screen there, talking about the American and U.S. Congress voting down the first TARP and all, it's all really academic. What's really practical is the fact that the whole crisis exposed, at that very moment, exposed the utter and complete incompetence of our own leadership. Everything else is secondary. Perhaps the next narrative should have been played out much more is the European role. But again, it's five-star for effort from my point of view, because I think it's still, for all of that we're talking about, this is all wishful thinking. It's really excellent film.
Did you think, Tom, if you were to come at it, and I know it's not possible to put yourself directly in this scenario, if you were to come at it with a completely blank page, if you knew nothing about the guarantee, how far on in your understanding would you be having followed through the story?
I think if you knew nothing about the guarantee, that at the end of watching this movie, you'd have a good sense of the overall picture of what took place. You would have had a sense of where were things before, and the stresses and the pressure that everyone was under in that room that night. I think it told the story well in that sense, in that, like, if you're coming to it as a foreigner watching this movie for the first time, you'd have a fair idea what it was all about at the end of it. I think that, you know, looking forward towards the bank inquiry and all that type of stuff, Connor, like, you know, whatever about telling the story in 80 minutes, we're going to have months and months of this. And, you know, if you're thinking at the end of 80 minutes, that's about as much as I need to understand this. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Finally, lads, marks out of 10, what would you give it?
I'd give it a 8.5, I think. I thought it was a great movie, really enjoyed watching it. I think people should go and see it. But I think the whole story is so complex. It's very difficult to tell cinematically. I think they pulled it off, but it's very hard to get the full 10 out of 10 just because of the complexity of the story.
And Constantine?
Well, I'd actually, you know, follow Tom on that one, on 8.5 for it. I would give 11 to the play itself, and I really enjoyed it, but both do bring you back in time to that moment, and that is a lot to achieve in an 80-minute film.
Very good. Well, certainly you've given it a better credit rating than the Irish banks had. Tom Lyons and Constantine Gurdjieff, thanks very much for going to the screening, first of all, and for bringing your thoughts on it.